It's impossible to say exactly why judges decided the way they did in this case. They acquitted Thompson so quickly that they didn't have time to draw up a formal opinion. One can only speculate by listening to yesterday's oral arguments, when they repeatedly grilled Assistant U.S. Attorney Gregory Hanstedt. Prosecutors alleged that Thompson used political considerations when she helped award a contract to a Doyle donor, but Judge Diane Wood pointed out to Hanstedt that the donations were legal, and noted that Thompson knew nothing about them.
I have to say, at least in comparison to some of the cases this court has seen, that's a pretty thin set of facts to show some tight political relationship between Governor Doyle and the people who own Edelman Travel.
But looking just at those connections, that may be true, Your Honor.
Is there anything else? Am I missing something?
There are her statements where she says that politically this won't fly. My bosses don't want to hear it's anyone
that
other than Edelman Travel.
That doesn't say anything about what Governor Doyle and Edelman Travel are doing, though. Those are extremely general statements. Is there anything else in the record to show links between Governor Doyle and Edelman Travel other than the things I've just reviewed?
No, Your Honor. That's it.
Governor Jim Doyle held a press conference following the acquittal where at times he lashed out at the media for what he called sensationalized coverage. He said Thompson had been used as a political football and sent to jail for 4 months for doing something that wasn't even a crime.
Can you imagine the horror of this? She's doing her job and then she gets caught up in all of this. And not only what happened to her in court, but millions and millions of dollars were spent by my political opponents trying to make this woman appear to be a terrible criminal. You know, there's a lot of putting this thing right back in order, and it seems to me quite a few people have a responsibility to make this thing right.
Doyle said Thompson would be offered her state job back, although he wasn't sure whether she would want it. He also said he thought she should receive back pay, although Thompson's attorney said that unfortunately she's not entitled to it. Doyle says people shouldn't take for granted the extraordinary action taken by the Court of Appeals. He says the court's immediate acquittal of Thompson shows that her conviction was a terrible injustice. Assistant U.S. Attorney Michelle Jacobs said federal prosecutors will wait for the court to issue its written decision before they decide what steps to take next.
We certainly respect what the appellate court did. We were able to convince a jury of 12 of Ms. Thompson's guilt. We were able to convince District Court Judge Randa of her guilt, but we were not able to convince the Court of Appeals.
Jacobs says one option would be to ask the Court of Appeals to rehear the case. Thompson attorney Stephen Hurley says he doubts this case will go any further, but he says the difficult thing about it is that he can't demand Thompson receive things like back pay. While she was a state worker, the case was brought by federal prosecutors.
She lost her life savings, she lost her home, and she lost her good name. That's what she's gone through. Those are things which the government will not give back.
Hurley said he expected Thompson to spend her first night out of prison with her family. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.